wave energy, so putting something in a harsh environment like that, you're trying to make sure that you're putting a device in the water that can be cost competitive with other forms of energy. And that's where the challenge is bringing the costs of wave energy down to the point where they're cost competitive with the alternatives.
With computer modelling, Dr. Mark Hammer from CSIRO knows where some of the best breaks around the coast are, and he's sharing that with interested parties like the Australian Renewable Energy Agency and wave energy companies Biopower Systems and Carnegie Wave Energy, who are moving to commercial wave energy farms. Dr. Hammer's mapping both the wave energy potential of Australia's vast coastline and also the effect wave energy extraction could have on the coastal environment.
So at CSIRO, what we're trying to do is develop an atlas which maps out where the resource is and also what other uses there are of the marine domain, which might limit where a wave energy plant can be deployed. But that's one question, is just trying to support the industry and provide that pre-competitive knowledge to support the industry. But then on top of that, one of our other questions in our project is looking at what the environmental implications of wave energy extraction might be. So by taking wave energy out, that'll influence what kind of waves and currents are felt by the surrounding marine environment. And we wanted to understand how large that impact is as well.
Oh, well, I can see quite a few areas of the coast wouldn't mind having their wave energy attenuated somewhat. All these seawalls that we see.
Yeah, so that's it. And so one of the uses that people put forward for wave energy devices is as a coastal management system to attenuate the wave energy and act as a breakwater type system.
How do you map wave energy strength around the coast? Physically, how do you do that?
Yeah, so it's a numerical model. We're looking at a wave model, and that wave model is forced by atmospheric winds. So we're using a lot of global atmospheric models, which have a lot of observations built into them and simulated into them. We drive a wave model with those winds and look at how they propagate around the whole Earth. And then we downscale that around the area of interest, in this case, the Australian coast.
Wave energy models are also the domain of the Australian Maritime College at the University of Tasmania. Associate Professor Greg Old McFarlane's part of a team modelling and testing the performance of dozens of different designs for wave energy farms. And here at the college's model test basin, a big swimming pool, Dr. McFarlane is making waves and testing the hydrodynamics out.
We've got, I guess, some of the best facilities for this, not just in Australia, but in the world. And having worked in this area for 15 years, we think we are reasonably well placed to be able to make those decisions on which way forward.
And that's where you come in, and this great big wave-generating pool.
Exactly. The current experiments, we're using quite a number of novel measurement techniques that have only just been applied to this area, using things like digital video photogrammetry. So we're trying to measure the surface of the water patterns using digital cameras and a means of being able to quantify all of the wave motions in one hit. We've also got the more traditional experimental techniques like force transducers, wave probes, etc. But all of this plays a part in understanding each aspect of the experiment.
So given the novelty of all of this, how many PhDs and postdocs are in this?
Oh, at the moment, I think there's about half a dozen here just at AMC at present. We've got a couple who have actually completed their PhDs and are now postdoctoral research fellows within the team. And then there's several others with some of our partner organisations like Swinburne University.
What happens then with all this data that you generate? This must be getting closer and closer to commercialisation.
We certainly hope so, yes. There's great demand out there. That link between academia and industry is paramount to making this work. And that's where it's been very beneficial having the Australian Renewable Energy Agency bring those partners together and jointly fund the work. So, I mean, we're already seeing some devices in action. There's a demonstrator plant off Perth with an array of three units, and there's representatives from them here today and also from Biopower Systems, who have a unit that's just been deployed in Port Ferry. So it's starting to build, definitely.